Nothing at all, sir.
Did you take any cold that night you half drowned me?
Not the least.
Return to the drawing-room. You're deserting too early.
I'm tired, sir.
He looked at me for a minute. And a little depressed, he said. What about? Tell me.
Nothing. Nothing, sir. I'm not depressed.
But I affirm that you are so. So much depressed that a few more words would bring tears to your eyes. Indeed, they are there now, shining and swimming, and a bead has slipped from the lash and fallen on the flag. If I had time, and was not in mortal dread of some prating prig of a servant passing, I would know what all this means. Well, tonight I excuse you, but understand that so long as my visitors stay, I expect you to appear in the drawing-room every evening. It is my wish. Don't neglect it. Now go and send Sophie for Adele. Good night, my...
He stopped, bit his lip, and abruptly left me.